Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg-up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here is your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, plenty to get to today. Day number 28 of the Schumer shutdown. We've got gridlock. We've got turmoil. We've got all sorts of things out there that are created, by the way, created by the members of the extreme radical left who are content on causing as much harm for the average American as possible if they think it can give them a political advantage. I want to talk about this today. In fact, yesterday, if you missed my conversation with Micah Beckwith, Lieutenant Governor here in the state of Indiana, we talked about redistricting. In fact, I've known Micah. If you've listened to this program, you know that I've known Micah for, 5 or 6 years is my guess. He's been a guest host on this program in the past. We met through Senator John Crane, who's also a guest host here on the program, when I am taking much deserved time away from the microphone here. But known Micah for a bit, and we talked about redistricting. I didn't know it at the time when he and I set this up. I knew it was getting close, but I didn't know that there was going to be an announcement yesterday that there would be a special session. At least I didn't know that when I reached out to Micah. So we talked about that yesterday. That actually happened as he and I were on the phone with one another for the interview before the second segment. It just it was announced by Governor Braun that there would be a special session in which the state legislature was going to be considering redistricting. Now, I don't want to make this Indiana-centric. What I do want to say is that this is important for the national fight that we have for the midterm elections. This is one way that we can, within the confines of the law and constitutional power, this is one way that conservative red states can fight back against the national chaos that's been launched upon us, has been weaponized, and is being used for political purposes. That's being waged by the radical leftists in control of Congress. And make no mistake, they, the radical left, are the ones responsible for this shutdown. They want it. They think it helps them. They want to stick with the narrative that says Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they can't figure out how to keep the government open. When that, of course, as I've debunked countless times on here, it takes 30 seconds to debunk it. All you have to say is the Senate rule, what is it, Rule 22 or whatever, that says that it takes 3/5 supermajority to end debate in the Senate and to call a vote on a particular issue. Republicans don't have 60 senators that are in. They have 53, and they don't have enough votes. This is very simple. It's very simple to understand. It's not even an inch deep. But in this conversation with Micah yesterday, he mentioned something about the 17th Amendment, which is something that we've talked about on this program before as well. And it just got me to thinking as I was preparing for the program, what might this turmoil look like, or would we have this turmoil if we still had the 17th Amendment? I want to talk about this today. Because, listen, I think in today's world, you know, used to, back before, I don't know, social media, back before President Trump, back before everything was political, and politics just dominates. Politics dominates everything now. It's not even just important to people, and, you know, people know that they have different ideas, and they're, you know, debating these things and trying to elect the people that are advancing their political, what they think is politically best for this country and so forth. This is the survival of the constitutional republic. And I think everything in some degree is on the table here. And I'm going to tell you, I think, why not now, as any, just in general, I think now is as good a time as ever to say that the 17th Amendment is a terrible amendment. And I want to go through that. And it's relevant to this because I will tell you how the 17th Amendment would help us avoid, if it was not ratified, if we didn't have the 17th Amendment, we wouldn't be where we are today. The left wouldn't be able to weaponize the government against people and cause havoc and turmoil like they do if we didn't have the 17th Amendment. Most people don't even know what that means. I'll get into that here, my friends, in due course. Before I do that, friends, let's face it here. Discomfort is a tough thing, and there's a lot of confusion out there about one of the ways that people deal with that, and that is through using kratom. Now, kratom, you've probably heard in the headlines some bad things about kratom. And most of those stories are based on synthetic junk that's sold by people that are just there to make a quick buck and so forth, not really help promote a solution at all. Real kratom is safe when it is natural, when it's tested, when it's handled with care. That's exactly what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. They're a family-run company that partners directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch is tested for purity and safety in the labs. There's no chemicals, there's no fillers, there's no shortcuts, my friends. I've gotten to know Christopher, the owner here of Christopher's Organic Botanicals, a little bit. And he is a believer in this. He is trying to help get things, this product, to market because he believes in its ability to help people who are living with discomfort. This is a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations, a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label that's as long as your arm. Start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF. Got to use my last name here. You'll get 10% off your first order. Christopher's, with an S, organicbotanicals.com. Christopher's organicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the turmoil that's been created. We got day 28 of the government shutdown. I mentioned earlier, we know this. You know this. If you've listened to this program, you probably know this just from figuring it out on your own as well, because this isn't complicated to figure out. Democrats have hijacked the process. Democrats have refused the funding that was in place that they voted for previously on the funding that was in place on September 30th, 2025 was unacceptable to the Democrats on October 1st, 2025. The very next day, the day the shutdown began, midnight on October 1, 2025. And so the Democrats have been trying to use this to their political advantage. They've actually been out there saying, they're on record saying, Chuck Schumer's on record saying that every day this goes on, it politically helps the Democrats. That's what they think. That's what their focus groups point to. And, you know, in some respect, it makes sense because I think everybody knows the adults in the room are in the Republican Party. This is not a blanket endorsement of the Republican Party, but they're not the childish instigators that we see coming from the extreme radical left, who, of course, find a home in today's radically left Democrat Party. And so people, I guess, recognize that the adults in the room are going to have to be the ones to solve the problem. What they don't account for are the temper tantrums being thrown by the children in the Democrat Party, infantile, juvenile, just pure tantrums is what these things are. And they're hoping to politically get an advantage off of this. They want to stir people into a frenzy. They want to cause them to hate Trump. They want to cause them to either, again, it's whatever strategy they can get that gets people mad at something that they say we've got the solution to. If you can get people to hate this country as founded, they don't care. They're happy to tear it down. They want to rebuild it into something that's more socialistic, something that's more consistent with the morally bankrupt worldview of Zohran Mamdani, who, by the way, is on his way to becoming the mayor of the city of New York. And when he crashes and burns that city to the ground, metaphorically here, remember that we told you so. It's coming. New Yorkers, it's coming. It's unfortunate that you are voting for your own demise, but that looks to be what the folks in New York City are going to be doing. This party is becoming increasingly radical, out of control, and they are going to get, they're going to get what they voted for here in short order. You know, a lot of people cheer for this because they think that this is somehow going to cause people to realize, wow, these ideas really don't work. Bet me, that is not, they're going to be some excuse. Mamdani didn't have enough time. He didn't have enough money. He realizes that the problem of New York City are deeper than he first realized. He just, you know, you need to be a lifetime mayor to even begin to fix the problems there. Believe me, if you're committed to the ideology, some people, listen, there's no changing some minds, no changing certain minds out there, my friends. They are committed to their ideology. It's part of their identity. Admitting that they are wrong is something that is incredibly hard to do. Just think about it from your perspective, and especially how hard is it to admit when you're wrong? How hard is it for me to admit when I'm wrong? Some of us are better at that than others, I guess, but it's not something that humans take lightly because it's eating the humble pie, so to speak. It's not something we look forward to doing. And so when you build your whole life around a worldview and an ideology that's built upon nothing but lies, deceit, propaganda, no one wants to admit this. But that's what's happening. It is collapsing everywhere, all around us, everywhere that it's tried. And it has caused this country, specifically in our federal government, well, in other areas as well, Portland, Oregon, which of course was topic of today's Todd Talk with Antifa, what's going on out there. People believe because they use the term anti-fascist that they're fighting fascism, when in reality, these people are the fascists. Trump is exactly right to declare this group a terrorist, domestic terrorist organization. So we've got chaos that has been sown here. Chaos that they want to use for political purposes. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care what the consequences. All they care about is using it for political advantage. And for the low information voter, the person who listens to the mainstream news, the people who don't listen to content programs like this, of course, there's not many like that, truly like this. People just buy the lies. They buy the lies. They go on their merry way. There's the kind of the social component of this where people don't want to be outside on the wrong side of this issue and get mocked and ridiculed and attacked and called a fascist and everything else. And so it's just easier to go along. There's a bunch of people that find themselves moving in that direction, allowing this nonsense to take over in this country. And so we find ourselves here at this crossroads. The government has been shut down for 28 days now. Federal employees, air traffic controllers, and SNAP recipients are now missing paychecks. Travel delays had been reported. 7,000 flights had been delayed nationwide. That was reported by Reuters yesterday. Mess on our hands. So I'm going to take you back. I'm not going to play the clip, but yesterday I had Micah Beckwith on, and we were talking about a lot of things. We were talking about redistricting in particular. That was the main thrust of what we were talking about yesterday. But in this process, we ventured really quickly into the issue of the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified on April 8th, 1913. So this is 112 years ago. And what it did was that it changed how the senators going to the United States Senate. So each state, as you well know, has two senators. They have representatives, the number of representatives that are proportional to their percentage of the overall population in this country It's basically there's 435 seats. Those are reallocated every 10 years based upon the census data that says this state has a higher population than this state. This state gains a seat or two. This state loses a seat or two based upon where people are moving and migrating and so forth within the United States of America. And so that's how the House is divided. But the Senate, everybody gets two seats. The left doesn't like the Senate, by the way. They don't like that Wyoming, for example, gets two senators when California only gets two senators. And they say, well, California is multiple times bigger than the state of Wyoming. Why do we only get two senators? That means that the vote of the people that those senators represent is watered down because two senators divided over the millions of people in California is not the same proportion, not even where close to the same, as two senators from Wyoming split amongst the several hundred thousand people that you'll find in that particular state. And so that's how they begin to chip away at this today. That's how they're chipping away at this. They're trying to change the way it's done even to further their electoral, to give themselves more of an electoral advantage. And listen, more power to you. But that's not how senators were initially elected. Initially, senators were elected by the legislatures of the states. And the founders were brilliant in this. This is the kind of thing that I think the level of detail and thought the founders put into actually just, again, the minutia and the details. The founders wanted this to be a constitutional federal republic. So meaning there's still states' rights. States still have a voice. They wanted there to be democratic aspects. Certainly the House of Representatives is elected directly by the people, but it is a constitutional republic, and we've gone through that before on this program. I don't want to get into that at the moment, but it's a constitutional federal republic, states' rights, and a focus. I mean, in a lot of ways, when we founded this country, it wasn't quite like there were 13 individual countries coming together, but certainly, in a way, it was like that. People considered themselves residents of a state, Pennsylvania, Virginia, whatever, and they were joining this federation of states that they would call the United States of America. I mean, it's in the name too, right? It's right there for everybody to see. These are states that were united federally, ultimately under the Constitution of the United States. And so initially, so the people elected representatives. And every 2 years, the people could elect a new representative because all 435 members of the House of Representatives are up for re-election every 2 years. In theory, it'll never happen, but in theory, all 435 seats could be flipped. That's just in theory, not in practice. But the Senate is different. The Senate is elected by, originally in the Constitution, it was elected by state legislatures. And so the thinking was we wanted states to have a voice in Congress as well. The people had their voices through the House of Representatives. The states had their voice through the senators. Now, by the way, people in the states would still indirectly be electing these senators because they would be electing their state legislature. So the Congress did away with it. This country did away with that through a constitutional amendment. Progressive era reformers, they get blamed for tearing this country down in so many ways, and rightfully so. They advocated this to senators to be elected directly by the people, which is crazy, right? Why would you have two different houses represented, the Senate and the House of Representatives, have the same method by which the people were elected? What is the difference? Why have two if this is how it's done? It's not the intention. It broke a fundamental, I would say, safeguard in our system when this amendment was ratified 112 years ago. So they said they wanted to do this to reduce deadlocks, to reduce corruption claims. I mean, give me a break. It's funny. Like, I understand. Certainly, I understand that there could be people who are running for Senate when they were elected by the state legislatures who said, look, let me bribe a couple, you know, people in the state legislature to help me get this position. But the idea that There's no bribery or no other shenanigans happening because you're directly elected by the people. That cuts off any opportunity for there to be any funny business is just living with your head in the sand. There's all sorts of ways that, again, integrity of elections, the integrity of our elections can be compromised. That's why we have to have election integrity. That's why we have to have voter ID. That's why we have to have safe, secure ways. We have to have ballots that are, once received, have the proper chain of custody, the procedures followed, all of that, because there are certainly opportunities for these things to be, for bad things to happen. No matter what the system, no matter how it's done, there's always an opportunity for bad things to happen. Critics, back in the time that this was passed, argued that this weakened federalism and shifted loyalty from states to parties. We've seen what has happened. Now, what I want to talk about today, I don't want to go too much in the weeds here, but currently it's important to note that right now, there are 29 states that have Republican control of the legislature. There are 18 states that have Democrat control of the legislature. If the Democrat-controlled state legislatures sent two Democrat senators, that would mean there are 36 Democrat senators today. If we didn't have the 17th Amendment and the state legislature still elected senators, there would be 36 Democrat senators. Republicans control 29 state legislatures, so there would be 58. And then there are three states that have divided legislatures, meaning that one of the political parties controls the House and the other controls the Senate. And so it would be reasonable in my way of thinking to think that each of those states would have one Democrat and one Republican go to Washington, D.C. to represent their respective states. And so when you do all the math, if senators were elected the way that they are elected, or that they were elected initially, there would be 61 Republican senators and 39 Democrat senators. Suddenly, the filibuster becomes totally a moot point, because once there are 60 votes in the Senate, you can invoke cloture and cause the debate to end. And so simply by changing this mechanism, by how senators were elected, that has impacted this as well. Because now you have a system that allows for the manipulation of individual voters. You have a situation where people, can politically engage in theater all the time, and voters just fall for the nonsense. So, more on this, my friends. I want to talk about this and the chaos that the left has caused us here in just a moment. Before I do that, let me remind you, if you're concerned about your heart's health, if you have a history of high cholesterol in your family, check out Solti. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. It's an all-natural supplement. It has been proven by science to lower cholesterol. May be able to do the same for you as well. All you have to do is head on over to Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Solti.com. Use my name, Todd, during the checkout process. You'll save 50%, big savings, 50%, and get free shipping to boot, my friends. Solti.com, promo code Todd. Quick timeout, back here in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Chaos has ensued in this country. Chaos has been able to get a foothold in this country, in part. I'm not blaming all of this chaos that we have in this country on this, but in part because of the gradual eroding, the erosion, I should say, of the system and framework that our founders had put in place. The safeguards, not all of them, of course. Some of them have remained firm and true over time. Some of them have been chipped away at, like the 17th Amendment, which I've talked about. I don't want to get into that too much. I just simply wanted to say this for two reasons. Number one, it's relevant to the conversation. It helps understand how changes to things that might seem insignificant or even to some degree to be a benefit for the country oftentimes can have the exact opposite effect. Remember this when they talk about taking away the Electoral College. Remember this when they start talking about giving states like California more senators or having Wyoming have fewer senators. Remember that one of the compromises made by big states and small states that allowed them all to sign on to the Constitution was the way that the House and the Senate was elected, the different ways that they were elected. And so remember that these things are done for a purpose. It doesn't mean the founders are flawless. The founders were brilliant. I would be very hesitant to change too much of the way that they set up the government to function as far as with these checks and balances and so forth regarding the way that they thought about liberty and talked about the issues in the Bill of Rights, for example. That doesn't mean that they're infallible. We know that they are. We know that they, the obvious one is how they handled the issue of slavery at the founding of this nation. It's terrible, reprehensible. But that doesn't mean that there are not very, very good things that they did when they framed this nation, how it would operate. By the way, the nation was allowed, by the way that the founders framed it, the nation was able to ultimately fix the issue of slavery and get it addressed and eliminated, address that issue. The system that we live in, that even though they didn't set it up properly at the beginning, made some really, really bad mistakes, did not respect the dignity, the humanity, the human rights of Black Americans. It was atrocious. They still built a mechanism by which we were able to fix that situation. And so the system has a lot of good things in it, but there are risks. There are certainly risks if we start making these dramatic changes. And people today, there's so much frustration that people are saying, well, something has to be wrong with the system. I take a totally different viewpoint on that. The problem is not the system. The system has prevented the chaos from spreading further. What has caused this problem to happen are the people who are in these positions of political power and the way that people have been manipulated and propagandized out there. That's what's happened. We've allowed people who are in positions of political power to get away with some very, very big statements. In fact, I'm about to play a soundbite. Biden's out there. Someone invited him to speak. I have no idea why they would, but they did. He's up here at the podium talking about, painting this picture, trying to blame Trump for all of this tension and turmoil. I'm not here to say that Trump hasn't engaged in things that lead to tension and turmoil. I'm saying the real problems that we have in this country have been percolating behind closed doors for decades. In fact, over a century, if you go back to the 17th Amendment, even further back in some instances, how people have been moving this country towards a nation that goes further and further to the left. That is certainly a problem that has existed for a long, long time. And so They want to blame Trump. They want to cause the chaos. They want to cause the shutdown. They want to inspire the folks in Antifa. They want to defend Antifa. They want to defend college professors who say some reprehensible things, who have totally disregarded the free speech rights, the academic, just academic truth on campuses, silencing the opposition. The left defends these people routinely on a regular basis. And this is the stuff that's been contributing to this societal just degradation, I guess. We've been degrading our society over time, moving from things that were rooted in truth and academic integrity, and now we've just got pure propaganda out there. You go to college today, there are many professors who view it as their personal job to make you a little committed leftist when you leave that university. That is not education, my friends. That is programming. That is not teaching someone how to think. That's teaching them what to think. And so many people, because they are intimidated by what happens if they disagree with the professor, or they're afraid socially what happens if they make a statement in the classroom, they sit quietly and they contribute. They contribute to the nonsense. Friends, you're either opposing that sort of thing or you are complicit. You might not say, I'm not actively pushing in that direction, but you certainly are not keeping those from doing that and pushing this nation, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's in the halls of our government, whether it's in woke business, wherever. You're either pushing in the right direction, which is towards truth, constitutional conservative principles and values, liberty, pushing in that direction, pushing towards the truth of the scriptures, or you're pushing in the wrong direction, which is wokeness, which is, well, that sums it up, I think, best, just wokeness, anti-God mindset, this angry, self-entitled rage that exists out there today. Then there's a group of people who think, I'm just in the middle. I'm not going to get involved in this. Well, congratulations for finding yourself in a position that doesn't prevent the people from pushing it in the wrong direction. So you're really not helping anything by not standing up. We need more of this. We need more strong people willing to stand up. It actually encourages more people to do the very same thing, my friends. There's more of us out there than we even realize. But that being said, I'm going to get to Joseph Robinette Bribery here behind the microphone, of course, talking about the chaos that he and his party have helped create, deliberately helped create, and again, trying to blame Trump for this, trying to scare people into thinking the real risk, the real threat is Trump, when the real threat, again, is what has been happening in this nation for at least a half century, in some cases, much, much longer. Before I get to that, my friends, think about this for a moment. Investments, your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit you want? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning that helps you live a life of meaning and purpose while making sure that your values and principles are in alignment with how you've invested your money. Do you want to see how your current investments align with your values, to what degree they align with their values? All you have to do is visit 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You can take the free assessment there to see what your investments, whether they're aligned with your values or not, or to what degree they are. So 48 Financial, they're here to help you worry about your money, so you do not have to. All right. That being said, let's play this quick soundbite, this short soundbite from Joseph Robinette Bribery at the podium here. I think it was yesterday. Again, someone invited this guy for some reason. I'm not sure why, but he's speaking at the podium. And just listen how he maligns Trump and blames Trump and the Republicans and you, really, for what is happening here in this country today. Take a listen for yourself.
I know the idea of America depends on our respect for the institutions that govern and guarantee a free society. It depends on a presidency with limited power.
Scream it at us.
Depends on a functioning Congress. It depends on autonomous judiciary, and depends on a free and independent press. Institutions that reflect the timeless words, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
You know the thing.
And we, the people. Ongoing debates about the power and the exercise of power. Debates about the, about whether we led, that we lead by the example of our power or the power of our example. Whether we show the courage, stand up to the abuse of power, or we're going to yield to it. We face these existential questions again today. We remain in the battle for the soul of our nation, in my view.
That
means
I agree.
We, all of us, and I mean all of us, have an enormous responsibility to protect the institutions upon which the fate of our nation rests.
Okay. You get the idea. That was put together. I don't know who put that clip together. I think it says WCVB Boston. He addressed an audience in Boston Sunday after winning the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Edward M. Kennedy Institute. That's what that's from. Of course, prepared remarks that he was reading from a teleprompter. If you remember, he cited the Declaration there. And the reason I said, you know, the thing is because that's what he said. He forgot on the campaign trail, started to cite the Declaration, forgot what he was saying, and just told the audience, you know, the thing. Unfortunately, the audience didn't know because they're voting for this these folks in the Democrat Party today. I got to take a timeout, my friends. Quick timeout. Back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of the program today. I want to get to this soundbite of AOC. Again, they have wreaked havoc on this nation. They have sowed seeds of discord. They have sown propaganda. They have lied, deceived for a long, long time. They've been moving this country further from its founding principles, away from the Constitution, away from the declaration that Biden quoted in his speech there, the little clip that I played last segment. They've moved further and further away from that over the course of decades. Now they are trying to tell you that all this chaos is the result of President Trump. And if you don't stand up and oppose him, you're a fascist, you're Hitler, you're the problem. That's what they want you to believe. It's hogwash. It's silliness. It's not for, it shouldn't have an impact on people who are well-read, who understand truth, who understand the Constitution. It's a game that's being played. That's what's happening here. So I've got AOC. She's at a Zohran Mom Donnie rally in New York. And she's going off. I just want to play this clip. I found this on Red State. By the way, all these things, if you want to go to the Stack of Stuff page on our website, you can find the original links of things that I talked about here on this program. Just go to toddhuffshow.com, look for the stack, and you'll find the information from today's episode, the articles, and so forth. So she's going off here at the podium, and she's basically trying to make all of these problems that we face today, all the tensions, the turmoil, the insecurity, things that have been caused in many cases. I don't want to blame every problem on the radical left. That would be disingenuous. But a lot of them, a whole lot of them, are caused by the radical left. Some problems we have because of other factors. Some problems we have because we live in a fallen world. But many problems we have, my friends, are because the left has created them, and then they want to tell you to vote for them and they'll solve them. And so now they're taking to the podium, and I'll play this in a minute. It's a short clip where she's trying to get all ethnic groups, racial groups, fired up to basically say, without saying it directly, and maybe she does elsewhere. I can't listen to the entire speeches here. But the idea is that the Republican Party and Donald Trump have, according to these leftist lunatics, waged war on people who are not white, conservative, males, or whatever. And so they are stirring people into a frenzy, in this case, to vote for Mom Donnie in New York for no reason other than just, again, superficial stuff. They want to point to his ethnicity and religion. If you ask him tough questions about some of those things, especially in New York City, especially as it pertains to 9/11, you're called an Islamophobe and everything else. But they want to use these things, that these pieces of identity, to stir people into a frenzy to vote for someone based upon an emotion that has nothing to do with logic and what makes sense. Because Zohran Mom Donnie is an absolute disaster of a politician. I mean, this guy is practically a Marxist running for mayor in the city of New York. So I'll play that in a moment. Friends, before I get there, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than it actually feels like you're dealing with just numbers. Maybe you're juggling tax planning and estate work and investment choices a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced options, strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all those things, my friends, under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. If you're ready for that next level of support, check out Jason and his team and how they can help you over at FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, here we go. We've got AOC at the microphone. I don't have long to play this. I'm getting to the end of the segment, but I want you to listen to this. And yeah, you can chuckle at how every time she says Latino, she has to get the accent or whatever. Okay, that's fine. But really, in another sense, this is a little bit concerning in a sense that they are driving people into, I would say, a blind rage. Now, people have been here for a long time, but it's being amplified even more. I just want you to listen to this, how she stirred these folks into a frenzy to vote for a Marxist. I don't know what else to say about this. Here it is.
Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves, Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country.
Okay, you get the idea, right? All emotion, lots of cheering, no content there. There's nothing of substance that's relevant to this moment today. Obviously, he's talking about things historically and people that have had, in some cases, deal with terrible situations. And I recognize that. But what I don't recognize is how she wants to put everybody into a group. I know it doesn't make the same level of soundbite. I know that I can't get up here and do that sort of that cadence and tell you the truth. It doesn't translate that way. But the truth is, we are Americans. We are human beings first. The things that unify us are much greater than the things that separate us. Unless, of course, we want to take from one group to fund our lifestyle and live as we want, my friends. But I have to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.